When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4 and after 4 o'clock. If you missed stuff, John and Ken on demand, the podcast. It's all there, same show.
Yeah, and we are still collecting calls for the Moist Line, which plays during the show tomorrow, the 3 o'clock hour. So you can use that app to connect to the Moist Line or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86. Word came down a couple of hours ago that, because we talked about this a lot yesterday, we even pulled out the tongue bath desk. We knew Gavin Newsom was going to China to talk climate change and to sign MOUs, Memorandums of Understanding, with some provinces in China. But the announcement came down just a couple of hours ago. He's going to Israel first. He'll be there tomorrow.
Thank you, Governor.
He's going to Israel?
He's going to stop in Israel tomorrow before he makes his way to China. Starts in Hong Kong, then he goes to China. What is the word? While in Israel, the governor will meet with those impacted by the violence.
Boy, he thinks he's the shadow president now, isn't he?
He adjusted his planned international trip and will briefly visit with Israel instead of going to China.
The peacemaker.
Do you think he's going to get the Netanyahu and the biggies to come out like they did for Biden? Or
I think they're busy.
Well, yes, I guess everyone's a little busy in that part of the world, yes.
Can you imagine you're planning this massive invasion?
Just take a picture with me quick?
It's like, Gavin Newsom's at the door? What?
Who's Gavin Newsom?
That's right. Who's Gavin
Who's
Newsom?
Who's that schmuck?
I got 350,000 troops I'm about to send into battle. What do you mean Gavin Newsom wants to see me?
Well, they had to add in the story.
Political.
California is home to the largest population of Arab Americans and the second largest population of Jews in the United States. Guess who's in Israel today?
Who?
Today? The governor of New York, Kathy Hochul. She's meeting with some of the victims of the attacks.
This is grandstanding. This is people just prancing on the stage.
Does she have presidential aspirations, too? She wants to look like an international leader?
Hey, when you've looked at who actually...
Of course, that's probably the place with the largest population of Jews in the U.S., New York.
When you look at who has become president in the last 10 years, bar's pretty low, isn't it? I think every governor's probably thinking, I could do this.
But you're right. He's running a shadow candidacy.
He is. He is. Because it's clear Biden is in the final days.
And I have seen in more than one place, and of course it's places that are generally critical of Biden, that when he did a stopover on his way back from Israel, I think they were in Germany, he spoke to reporters, and several observers said, oh boy, was mumbling.
No.
It was bad. I watched it.
Yeah. Oh, talking in your sleep. Romantics.
Yeah, he was literally just in one of the little like hallways on Air Force One talking to a whole like press gaggle. And it was very
long. Is that the audio we have?
Yeah, it's part of it. Yes.
Oh, it's part of it. Okay. Because the only headline I saw, and I guess it's going to be in this piece of audio, he's aboard Air Force One. And reporters are asking him questions, so he begins responding. And, well, there's a bit of a strange thing in this response. Let's play the cut.
Well, I can understand why in this circumstance they wouldn't leave. I can understand that. But I would not, you notice I don't say things like that unless I have faith in the source from which I've gotten it. Our Defense Department says it's highly unlikely. And it was Israelis, but it had a different footprint, and they've intercepted some. Anyway, yeah. And so that's why, if you notice, I didn't say it first. I wanted to make sure that I knew. And look, and I'm not suggesting that Hamas deliberately did it either. It's that old thing, gotta learn how to shoestring. And it's not the first time Hamas has launched something that didn't function.
He's talking about the bombing of the hospital. And the headline everybody ran with today is Biden advises Hamas to shoot straight.
Shoot straight. Do better. Yeah. All right?
It's a little advice for me.
Yeah, you're a little sloppy with the aim here, okay?
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're killing the wrong people here. That's supposed to be going. That rocket was for Israelis. What are you doing shooting a hospital up?
Like I said yesterday, you have to lean in. He's on his deathbed. There is obviously some background noise to deal with, but his voice is weak and low.
It's weak because he's fading out. It's the final glide path. Oh, but
what did you call it?
The final glide path.
Oh, is that an expression? We mean like you're in your final days?
Yes.
Glide path.
When a plane is about to land.
Oh, okay.
The glide path.
I thought it was an aerial reference, but
before it touches down on the runway. He's about to touch down on the final runway.
Well, you predicted that back in 2020 when he was running.
My eyes
would not.
I know what I'm looking at. I got no special psychic powers. It's look with your eyes.
Clearly, when you're 78 when you're running for president, and now you're 81 almost. He will be in November. This is going to happen.
You know, in your later years, especially if you have conditions, you age exponentially from one year to the next. It's not like when you go from age 51 to 52.
Yeah.
It's 80 to 81 when, especially when you have the problems he has. No, it's huge.
But I mean, people die all the time. That's a revelation, isn't it? But I did read the other day, statistically speaking, if you make it to 70, you're probably going to make it to 85. And if you make it to 85, you're probably going to make it to 90. But mm-hmm. that doesn't hold true for every person.
Well, no, it's just more likely than not. But
yes, right.
Now, I love reading actuarial tables. They're fascinating.
About deaths?
Just the percentage of people, how much time you have.
You should have gone and worked for an insurance company. They ought to crunch those numbers, companies.
I was looking at exactly that.
How are you? Trying to figure out what you got left?
Huh? Well, yeah, I was. Too much.
Oh, no. The old exit bag speech is coming.
It's like, too much.
Somebody save me.
I kept hitting refresh. Come on.
All right. We could spend the rest of the show, honestly, with stories about protests and wild things that people are saying on college campuses, high schools. We could. Oh. And if you want to, we will. I don't know.
Well, there's a
you and Eric were busy sending out these stories today of protests.
Well, there's one around the block from me. Kamala Harris's house.
Kamala Harris's house, that's right. Yes. But those are Jews.
Jews?
Eric has given them the nah. Well, wait a minute.
It's
you
Jews,
say they're lying? Or
it's Jews supporting the Palestinians.
They're called progressive Jewish activists for Palestinian rights is kind of what their descriptor is.
And all of the Jews I have talked to about these groups of people,
yeah,
we don't consider them real Jews.
Oh, no.
Do you think they're
Ginos?
Do you think they're
Jews in name only?
Yes, basically.
Ginos?
Well, rhino. I was just trying to play it.
It's a little too close to something else, Ken.
Oh, okay. If not now, is one of the groups. You're saying they're not really Jewish. That's one of the groups that showed up.
Well, do you think they're impersonators?
A left-leaning group of American Jews calling for the end of U.S. support for Israel's apartheid system.
Oh, so you don't think they're fake actors? They're just not.
No, I wouldn't say they're fake actors.
I see. They're just.
They're not what he believes, towing the Jewish line.
Yeah. I see.
Right. Well, 7:20 this morning, John. Did I wake you up or 50 people pulled up in cars?
I didn't notice, but I didn't go in that direction.
Oh, okay.
They claim that they're not going to be leaving until there's a ceasefire.
The second gentleman is Jewish.
Yes.
And I just like to say that because it's a great title. Douglas Emhoff, right?
Yeah.
That's the husband
of Kamala Harris.
The second gentleman. He is the second gentleman. Should we ever have a female president, the husband would be the first gentleman, but this is the vice president's husband.
So he's the second gentleman.
He's only second.
You ever heard anyone called the second lady? I just don't remember that.
No. Let me see how you could do that. Would that be...
Maybe first lady, second lady, right?
Yeah, like if you had a mistress? The president?
Well, Clinton had that.
This is the first lady, and the other lady I like to hang out with. I call her...
Monica Lewinsky was the second lady. Yes.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe, that's right. by the way, these are the same type of people that showed up yesterday in Congress. You saw that story. They took over. They ran into the Capitol and protested.
I think it's the same group.
I think it is. There's actually two groups, I think, that have been involved in this. I mentioned If Not Now, and I think I saw the name of another. In Washington, D.C., hundreds of demonstrators organized by If Not Now. And another progressive group, Jewish Voice for Peace. No good either, Eric? No?
Say that one more time. Sorry.
Jewish Voice for Peace is the other group that showed up in Washington, D.C. Just like If Not Now, they said they're Jewish and they don't like
Israel's... If they're Jewish, I would tell them, go to Gaza, tell them you support Hamas, tell them you're a Jew and see what happens.
Oh, wow.
It's an excellent point. You know what? I think about a lot of these protesters the same way. It's really cool to be standing on the west side of L.A. in Brentwood and protesting and shaking your fist. Why don't you go face what the Israelis faced in that kibbutz right across the border? Hmm. Yeah. You go stand there. You go stand there when the Hamas guys were piling over and shooting everybody on sight. Ceasefire.
I like what... A couple of people said, I'm not sure if it was John Fetterman, John Fetterman.
Fetterman told off the squad.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Well, with the response generally, I'm just shortening it to this. It's ceasefire. Well, after we get rid of Hamas, we can talk about that.
Yeah. It's ceasefire after Hamas kills 1,000 people. All right, let's stop now. Whoa, hold on.
Well, they're worried about the Palestinians who don't really have a stake in this getting killed in these bombings.
Do you know what I read?
And they're cut off from food and water.
I saw a poll, Associated Press story from 2 years ago. Hamas's support rating, 53-14 in Palestine.
Well, somebody took a poll, huh?
Yeah, 53-14. It was right after some
They called up people during the bombing and...
said it was a scientific poll by some organization.
Or Hamas was in the house when they called. We love Hamas.
It's funny, but even your reaction. A lot of people can't believe that the Palestinian people actually support Hamas.
No, I don't.
A lot of them do.
Well, the problem, right, the violence, you're right. That's why people don't want to believe it. But when you look at the poll that was taken in Saudi Arabia and the support for bin Laden after what he did on 9/11, so it's
through the roof.
Kind of the same thing.
It wasn't just.
It's all about you're on our land. Get out.
Right.
This is Palestine. It's not Israel.
Yeah. I mean, they don't want to get bombed, but their feelings for the Jews mimic Hamas's for the most part.
All right, we'll have more when we come back, of course, on Israel and Hamas. Your chance for money is still with us. The keyword is next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right, most polls I have seen, do show that most Americans are supporting Israel and the horror that they suffered at the hands of Hamas. But clearly, this is America. There are exceptions. We're going to pull out a couple during the show this afternoon. One unbelievable one was written up by Ken Kirsten in the California Globe. It's about a UC Davis assistant professor who on October 10th, just days after the attack by Hamas, tweeted out the following. This is not a joke. This is what she tweeted. More on that in a moment. One group of people we have easy access to in the U.S. is all these Zionist journalists who spread propaganda and misinformation. They have houses with addresses, comma, kids in school. They can fear their bosses, but they should fear us more. Followed by a cleaver, an axe, and three large blood drops.
Whoa!
Yeah. The Globe asked the chancellor there if there was any effort underway to censor this professor. I wrote to them and I said, I happen to be a Zionist journalist and I have an address and kids in school. Should I be afraid? That's a great question.
I am. Yeah.
Did she get a...
The response was, we reject all forms of violence and discrimination as they're antithetical to the values of our university. We strive to foster a climate of equity and justice built on mutual understanding and respect for all members of the community.
Blah.
The next word that Ken Kersen wrote was barf. He says barf to that.
That's just the boilerplate that they send out whenever somebody complains.
Exactly.
But you have somebody dangerous on your staff who's sending out terroristic threats, death threats.
That is a call to violence, yes.
Based on somebody's religion.
Yes, and really centering around the journalists, right?
That's yes, what the, let's get the Jewish journalists.
Her name is Gemma DeCristo, assistant professor of American Studies, who apparently is transgender, because Ken Kersen said she'd get involved. Remember the transgender black man who was shot by security guards in San Francisco at the Walgreens? I think we did that story. Banco Brown is his name. She got heavily involved in criticizing the mayor.
So that gives her the
right... all this stuff about the police and blah, 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 blah.
That gives her the right to call for Jewish journalists to be killed? But being a transgender is now a shield? And now you can get away with terroristic death threats. It's fascinating how they think. And we're paying for her? This is taxpayer-paid professor, right?
That's
great. Yes. Glad I'm working. Isn't it great we're all working so that she can take our money and issue terroristic threats to Jewish journalists? And the response from the university is, blah, 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 blah. We hold our freedom of speech in the highest priority. Safety of our students. Blah, blah, blah. God. They're just, you know what smoked them out, though? It smoked them out. This is why you don't put up with all their cancel culture, all their BS, all their protests, all their shaming tactics. It's all one-sided.
Now, I got to read this paragraph by Ken Kersen because I think he really hit it precisely. He calls this the sickness of intersectionality. The entire moral compass is based not on any recognizable calculus of appropriate behavior. Whoever is perceived as poor and powerless is automatically virtuous. Whoever is perceived as rich and powerful is a candidate for butchering. I think you said it well there.
Yes.
Because that's the heart of this. These progressive activist types think that Israel is they're colonists. They've taken over. They're imperialists. They've instituted apartheid. This is their take. So therefore, they are the enemy.
Right. They make all that up. They've invented all those concepts, declared it fact, and it justifies all their horrific behavior. Nice game to play, huh? Hey, I've declared them colonists. I've declared them oppressive. Who the hell are you?
He also writes, in Gemma DeCristo, formerly known as Jeremy DeCristo, we've got a trans woman who would surely face torture or death in Gaza, siding with those who attack not the Israeli army or even its civilian infrastructure, but children and grandmothers and concert goers.
Okay. Go to the Hamas leaders and try to sell your lifestyle to them. What do you think they're going to do?
Does Hamas have a lot of trans
soldiers? I don't think the whole Middle East there is not a warm and friendly environment.
Yeah. All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi on a network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Citibank fired one of their online terrorists.
Oh, no.
Nozima Huseynova. She posted online on Instagram, "No wonder Hitler wanted rid of them."
Oh, I did see that headline, yeah.
Complete with a smiley face emoji.
Yeah.
She was a
You start bringing Hitler into this. Oh, boy.
She was a personal banker, and now she's unemployed.
That sounds like it was a decent job. What's wrong with people? You thought we'd only be seen by a few close friends who would go, yeah, thumbs up.
And what is wrong with people tweeting all this online?
No, they X, right?
It's not Twitter X-ing anymore. It's this. X. Is that X-ing. They're X-ing.
I don't know. Did they change it to X-ing?
I said, everybody a mental patient? You're a banker. Make a loan.
We said this many times, that social media is allowing everybody to think that they're hosting their own show and they have a huge platform and they can spew all their nonsense and everyone's going to applaud. No. Yeah.
Oh,
first of all, most people don't see, because we've also talked about how some of the crazy mass shooters have been posting things that apparently nobody saw before they did the shootings. But
it is malignant narcissism.
That's a good word.
You're
coming up with these terms today.
It is a mental disease.
Malignant
narcissism. Yeah, you think you could post something cheering on Hitler with a smiley face and nobody's going to notice.
That's not a good idea. From the News of the Obvious desk, or the shorter version, the Duh desk, the State Department says, not a good time for U.S. travelers to go to Israel and the West Bank. Reconsider travel, and a do not travel advisory, and a severe warning if you think you're going to the Gaza Strip. Thanks.
Well, Newsom.
They just wanted to put it out officially. It's the State Department. They'll tell U.S. travelers. They're also telling people to show worldwide caution. And apparently that's rarely used by the State Department. Worldwide caution to all Americans overseas. Exercise increased caution due to the potential for violence and increased tensions globally.
Just stay home.
In other words, you might want to stay home until we see where this turns next.
Except I got Kamala Harris down the road, and she's attracting way too much attention now.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I can't even go take a walk.
I do. There is a potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests. Stay alert in locations frequented by tourists. And they're also advising you, maybe another place not to go to is Lebanon.
Yeah.
Do not travel because of rocket, missile, or artillery exchanges between Israel and Hezbollah.
This was
okay. Thank you, State Department. You were right on top of this.
This was Deborah's entire trip.
I still can't believe that.
Isn't it amazing?
Oh, the trip she planned to Jordan. It was Jordan and Israel, yeah.
Jordan and Israel. And Egypt.
Yeah.
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 Well, she would have...
You said, it's a good thing she wasn't already there. 1 week later, she would have been on her way, right?
Yeah, they would have taken her hostage by now. Although, good chance they would have given her back right away.
Oh, man. Not here to defend herself. Nice. Yeah, who's this chatty little thing? Throw her out.
Oh my She's God. Vegan? What?
Yeah, vegan too. Have some goat. No. All right. First, I want to read you this. This comes from the El Segundo Times today. Because it says, in capital letters, out now, a gripping new hospital investigation. I smell a plot here, coming from the El Segundo Times. This email is from Kevin Marita, their executive editor. And he wants you to know that their latest investigative journalist piece is about the extremely high use of restraints at psych hospitals, in particular the LA General Medical Center. Why do I smell something going on? Well, what's been the big thing the last few weeks? Gavin Newsom signed a new piece of legislation, right? Care court and conservatorship. I think they're trying to get an early jump on making these hospitals look no-go for homeless people who have psych problems. They're evil. They're restraining people, and they shouldn't be doing that.
Because this piece must have been in the works for weeks.
Weeks. I have two reporters who did the story, and the first paragraph is, hospitals are forbidden under federal law from restraining psychiatric patients except to prevent them from harming themselves or others. And then it goes on to explain restraints can be used only when other steps failed. So what I think's going on here, they want to get a jump on this idea that we're going to start sending some of the homeless mental patients to psych hospitals. They want to get out in front and say, oh, no, you're not going to do that.
Right.
It's not good in there. Yeah, it's like it was in the 60s and 70s and 50s or whatever.
Next thing,
there'll be lobotomies.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Man, would I bring lobotomies back if I were governor?
But it would have been an interesting time if you were a governor. And you were urged to run a couple of years ago.
I would have run on the lobotomy platform.
Can't you come have before the lobotomy panel who decides whether or not you get one.
That's right. So they
really went after this Los Angeles General Medical Center, a public hospital formerly known as LA County USC Medical Center, serving some of the poorest and most vulnerable people in the nation's largest county.
Boy, it is so cliched, isn't it?
The inpatient psych unit has restrained patients at a higher rate than any other in California. And I'm not saying that isn't true, but I think they picked this story to do, especially investigative stuff. Oh, my God. They already have three stories out on this.
Well,
why high rates of restraint at L.A. General haven't raised alarms? He was strapped down for hours at this L.A. hospital. They interviewed one guy. And I'm not saying anything about this is fake. And another one. How often are psych patients restrained at your local hospital? And then finally, how we investigated the use of restraints on psychiatric patients. So I think they're trying to pave the way here for saying that this is not a solution to take people off the streets and put them in psych hospitals because they won't be treated well there. We have the proof. Look at our investigative series.
They're giving talking points to all the whiny civil rights groups.
Oh, the homeless activist groups.
Who are going to bitch and complain that all the mental patients in the streets and drug addicts are being treated inhumanely, and we have to end this practice. We have to get rid of the care court, stop admitting them into psych hospitals, stop issuing restraint binders.
Oh, they went back in time. They did the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. One of the reasons that we ended up with some of the problems we have is because, a lot of the psychiatric hospitals were pretty poor in the United States back in the day.
Do you know what you have to do to actually end up restrained in a psychiatric hospital? It's almost impossible to explain how dangerous and insane you have to be because they don't take you in unless you're an imminent threat to yourself or someone else, which means you have to have the knife poised in the air.
The way the laws are written now, it's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Unless you self-commit.
And so Newsom's care court is going to change the definition. So if you clearly can't care for yourself and get yourself proper.
And isn't that like 90% of the vagrants we see on the streets right now? Wouldn't you look at them and say they need conservatorship? They're not caring for themselves.
Yes. This is the only way. We've talked about this for years and years. We were always right. It's never going to change. you know, most of the people you see on the streets have to be forcibly put into a mental health care or drug rehab center against their will. And if they act up, yeah, put them in restraints. Shoot them up with a horse tranquilizer, whatever it takes. You get them off the streets so we can go back to normal life like we had it all our lives.
And then I'll come in and decide if they get a lobotomy.
That's right.
That'll be my job. I'll be the cleanup guy. Right. But really, I just want to warn the listeners that I think that's really was the purpose of this investigative series they're doing.
It's not a newspaper. It's an advocacy journal. That's what it is. They advocate policies that they approve of.
Yeah, they probably sat around at the table one day and said, how can we head off this care court thing and conservatorship and putting people into, and as we used to call them, mental institutions. I don't even know what to call them now. This is psychiatric facilities. But what can we do? Oh, yeah, let's try to find some abuse.
I want to bring back all the old phrases that described accurately what these locations were. All right? They were mental hospitals.
But they were unkind and shaming.
I'm now for accuracy.
They were marginalizing people. No, you're not for accuracy.
No, it's a psychiatric center. I don't know why psychiatric center is less stigmatizing.
No, psychiatric center doesn't sound too bad. No, I don't think it is. Psychiatric center?
You know, just lock them up. You know, you can call them whatever you want. Call them a banana. Whatever you want to call it. But you have to lock them up and put them away. And accept the fact that a lot of these people, you're never going to fix. It's impossible. They have organic brain damage, permanent brain damage.
Oh, then the Times is going to do the story about over-medicating, right? That's the other thing.
Well, you know, if I had $100 billion, I would start up the anti-Times and publish all the truth. I'd stop worrying about what those little 25-year-old delicate flowers who've been brainwashed from the Ivy League schools write. Here's what they write, the LA Times. That's just a nameplate. What they are all these whiny college kids with their weirdo views that they got from school. And you read their crap, it's like, oh, the LA Times says. It's like, stop it. If you had these people over, they would be the most annoying guests you'd ever talk with in your life. Like maybe your son or daughter's annoying college friends who think they know everything about the world, right? Real left wing, real progressive, real woke. And, you know, you wouldn't even get to dessert with them. You'd be kicking them out.
You'd be lobotomizing them.
That's right. You'd be lobotomizing. It's like, oh, it's the LA Times. Like, stop that. That's just a nameplate. That's just a coat of arms.
All right, we'll be back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere. iHeartRadio.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the air from 1 until 4, then after 4 o'clock, John and Ken on demand. And that's the podcast version of the show. Same program. Listen to what you missed.
Yeah, and we got a lot to come. Next hour, we'll play for you a story that comes under the category of, told you so. Zero bail in L.A. County. They just arrested a woman for setting fires in Sherman Oaks. Turns out she had been subject to arrest not long before that for vandalism. Thanks to zero bail, she was out there to start burning things. We'll explain all this coming up in the 2 o'clock hour with the report from Fox 11. We've been talking a lot about this hour, of course, about Israel and Hamas. I don't know, John, if you had a chance to read this Stanford professor about free will.
Yes, I did.
This is fascinating. And clearly, you could really go down a rabbit hole if you wanted to spend an hour or two talking about what this is about. Although I like this, an objector. And basically what this professor's concluded that there is no such thing as free will. And as an objector puts in the story, so we're deterministic biochemical puppets? That's what we are? This guy with the hair that looks like a judge in a court in Britain.
You know what? It would help if he didn't look like...
Robert Sapolsky is his name.
He looks like a drug-addicted vagrant, okay?
He's got a long beard. He's got the long kind of wavy hair, like a wig on his head.
Yeah.
That goes all the way down to his shoulders, but it's kind of curly like the courtroom judges of the...
And his beard is a different color from his hair. It's just...
Yes, exactly right.
I don't know what's going on there.
He's a neurobiologist by the name of Robert Sapolsky. After more than 40 years studying humans and other primates, 40 years, he's reached the conclusion that virtually all human behavior
is as far beyond our conscious control as the convulsions of a seizure or the division of cells or the beating of our hearts. And then the next paragraph will get you, because this got me. This means accepting that a man who shoots into a crowd has no more control over his fate than the victims who happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. It means treating drunk drivers who barrel into pedestrians just like drivers who suffer a sudden heart attack and veer out of their lane.
This is George Gascon's wet dream.
That's what I thought of, too. Oh, the criminal justice system. Reformers will love this.
This isn't an accident. This is what they've been incrementally preparing us for and heading towards all along. The idea that there is no such thing as crime. Therefore, there are no jail sentences. There's no prison. There's no need for police because no one should be arrested. Nobody should ever be blamed or held responsible for whatever they do because they couldn't help it. It was pre-programmed into them. This is the mountaintop here. This is Nirvana. I'm just surprised that they're going there so quickly. But they've made so much progress. At least this guy, Sapolsky, said, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah, and the book breaks down the neurochemical influences that contribute to human behaviors. Although you're a big believer in the chemicals in the brain. You are, right? You do believe
yes.
That's why people don't change.
You get hardwired from your childhood based partly on your genetics that you inherit and partly on the kind of environment you grow up in. But the chemicals affect your moods, which is why when people get depressed, they have a chemical imbalance in the brain. Right. And so if you give them medications, it completely changes their personality in terms of having energy and being engaged in the world.
Well, the way the Times writer put it here, this gets to the heart of it. We know we make decisions when we're hungry, stressed, or scared. We know our physical makeup is influenced by the genes inherited from different ancestors and by our mother's health during her pregnancy. Abundant evidence indicates that people who grew up in homes marked by chaos and deprivation will perceive the world differently and make different choices than people raised in safe, stable, resource-rich environment. Okay. See? So this means you can't punish them because there's no free will. They were just driven this way by circumstance. So,
right, because you and I grew up in relatively stable home environments. That's an unearned privilege that we have. So we don't deserve to have our freedom if it means people who didn't grow up with that privilege end up being jailed because they couldn't help it.
Right.
And that's why I've always looked at jail or prison as a way to keep innocent people from getting hurt. We can fight all day about why people are bad. You know, are they born that way? Is it evil? Like something almost
spiritual? So this almost makes the case for locking people up permanently too.
Right, yes. Yeah. Because they're, you know,
they're going to do it again and they can't help it. That's who they are.
Maybe they were abused so badly as a kid that they had this permanent anger. They ended up with like a certain kind of brain damage from all the stress and abuse that they suffered. I can accept that. But you still lock them up because they're a danger. It doesn't change the destination. The destination should still be prison, but they're going to use his arguments to say that, well, you have no more right to do that.
Yeah, you wonder how long before this professor's book is picked up by
5 minutes.
This crowd of Gascons, right?
Yeah, this is another version of what Gascon has been saying.
All right, we got more coming up. Johnny Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Sandy Wells is live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.